Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports on a Sunday morning.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, it's time for our Billiken Report, brought to you by Royal Banks of Missouri. Kevin Wheeler in for Tom Ackerman here on a Sunday morning. Happy to have SLU Athletic Director Chris May with us here. Chris, good morning. How you doing today?
Doing great, Kevin. How are you this morning?
I'm really good. And I'm going to say, I joked about it at the beginning, but I'm having a hard time getting my words to come out clearly and the way that I want them to in the morning. I'm not used to doing this until later on in the day, but it's getting better as I go. So if I stumble or if hear a few words kind of like cram themselves together, that's just what happens to me in the morning sometimes.
I'm with you. No problem.
Pretty busy times, huh? I mean, we got a game here tonight or this afternoon on KMOX at 1:30. Obviously, I know there's more than basketball going on with the Billikens, but it's been a fun season so far. I know that we kind of looked at this, Chris, coming in as a season where we're probably going to learn a lot about the team as we go. And I think we've learned some good things, and obviously we'd like to see another W thrown up there today.
Well, it's a big ball game for us, and coming off of a rough night at UMass, which can happen any night in the Atlantic 10. When you're on the road, anything can happen, and so our guys had a couple great days of practice. They're fired up to play again. So the good thing about college basketball is you have to have a short memory because you keep getting back at it real quickly. So we got a big game against UMass today, and I was looking at the game notes for today, and as you look at it, and you've got all these our guys are – we've got such a foundation of local mm-hmm. talent, from Yuri to Fred to TJ to Janez. And, it's one of the things I really enjoy about this team is you've got a local flair that the community really comes out and supports. And then you got Gibson, who's just lighting it up, shooting the ball really well. So it'll be a great day for us. And then at halftime, we have the Royal Banks baby race, which is always one of the all-time great halftimes, Kevin, because what happens is miraculously every time some child takes their first step, even though you can't walk, it's amazing how some of them just get up and walk off right there in Chaffetz Arena. So it's always a fun day when we get the baby race going. But it'll be a really exciting ball game. We're fired up about it, and we should have a good crowd.
I've been really impressed, Chris, with how the team has responded to. I mean, I know nobody expected the loss of Javonte Perkins, and we all know how gifted that player is. And I think given that, and given the close nature of the vast majority of the losses, I don't see a whole lot that I'm concerned about. I'd say that, again, we're just learning about this, and you had to reshuffle the deck when it comes to your scoring priorities and to where everybody fits right there at the beginning of the season.
Well, Kevin, you called it. When you lose the potential player of the year in the league, that makes for a major adjustment that Travis and his staff and the team have really had to adjust. People have taken on different roles and different responsibilities, and the identity of this team, you can see it starting to develop. Today's a big day for them. I think what's interesting, you look at this team and you look at the body of work so far, and I just keep going back to that Don Auburn game where, Auburn's going to be the number one team in the country tomorrow. And, you get beat by four at home. You had a chance to win it. So this team can play at a high level, and I'm expecting it to play that way today as well.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I know the only game that really was tough was the Memphis game way back, and that's an early road game, and it's only three games after the loss of Javonte, like we talked about. And as we've moved forward, there's only so long that you know any coach or any set of players are going to want to hear about a guy who's not there, even though I know they love their teammate and they all know about it. But they also know that the job in front of them is to keep on winning games and to keep on performing and give yourself a chance to play in the postseason.
No question. And that's how you watch young men like Fred Thatch really evolving as a leader. I mean, Fred Thatch is turning into a little bit of the glue. Yuri leads the country in assists and can really distribute, but you got to have other guys, right? And so how Fred has developed, I think he could develop into one of those great, great lockdown defenders that we've seen in Chaffetz Arena. He's really, his game just continues to evolve better and better. Gibson Jimerson is turning into a really, really talented offensive threat. And you got to have somebody that can knock it down, and he clearly can knock it down. And then you got Jordan Nesbitt, the local young man who he gets better every day. He's you know how hard it is as a freshman to come in and compete at this level. You've followed it closely for a long time. It is hard. So he's learning quickly. Francis Okoro, who really took a year and a half off of basketball between getting hurt at Oregon and then having to sit when he came here, he was out about 18 months. So Francis keeps getting a little better. We're, Martin Linson's finally healthy again, so he's going to get to go a little bit more today. He was on limited minutes at UMass, so he's going to play a little more. So and then TJ, look out, when TJ really gets rolling, he can do things that very few people can. So this team's got a shot. They're evolving, but the glue, I think, I love watching Fred, because man, when Fred gets it going, he really brings a team with him, and they respond. So but other guys have to take on those roles, and in the Atlantic 10, there's one elite team. Davidson is clearly elite, and then you've got a couple other teams that can play with anybody, and we can. And so it's going to be a battle all the way through the Atlantic 10 tournament in DC. We've had some success in tournaments. We know if we get ourselves positioned, we got a shot. And we also know to go beyond that, we've got a chance to make a run, because we can play with the elite teams. So this team won't lack confidence come March, but today's the day to get better, and I really am excited to watch our guys play.
1:15 for the pregame, 1:30 opening tip here on KMOX today. Chris May with us for the Billiken Report, brought to you by Royal Banks of Missouri. All right, so we know that this is, you know, our attention grabber, right? The men's basketball team is always going to be the first thing that I'm going to ask you about, and we all know how good they are. I'm sure that you have plenty else on your plate, as you've got the winter sports rolling along and the spring sports starting to ramp up.
Well, Kevin, I was just taking some notes before we talk. I'm like, holy smokes, we've got more going on than I thought. And being a I'm serious. I mean, swim team swam, had a great meet yesterday. Our tennis team's down in Wichita. We had a local product. Lizzie Barlow got her first win as a freshman. That was huge. We had our track team over in Indianapolis, in Indiana yesterday. We're another local. Jaden Caudio, freshman triple jumper, jumped 48 feet yesterday. As a freshman.
Sounds like a lot.
Kind of like your hops. He's kind of got hops like you had.
Well, my hops are more vertical than lateral, but that's still impressive.
Well, so as a freshman, he had a great day. And then, you know, we've got women's hoops going. And then it's 26 days till baseball. I know baseball is your sport. 26 days till baseball gets going. 19 before softball. Softball team. Everybody's got to come out and see a young woman by the name of Sadie Wise. She's from Kirkwood. She has broken every batting record that Slew's ever had. She can hit the ball to Chaffetz Arena at our softball field. I mean, she is a rock star. And so it's fun being around all the energy. There is monster energy walking in our building right now. And that's why this time of year is so exciting on a college campus playing Division I sports. And then Kevin, I was at the NCAA convention last week. And there's so many monumental changes going on in our business. And so we voted to move forward in changing the constitution of the NCAA. And now there's a transformation committee led by Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, and Julie Cromer, who's at Ohio U. they have a group that's really going to, and we've got input. I'm on the management council, and everybody put input on how to transform the NCAA, make it a more efficient enterprise moving to the future. And so you put all these pieces together at the macro level, but then you get right down to, you walk into Shea-Pitts Arena today, and you've got all these student athletes getting after it. And it helps, it helps ground you, and it helps remind you the business we're really in. And it's working with 19 to 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds who are here. We had people in the weight room early this morning getting after it. I mean, it is an exciting time to be around college students and intercollegiate athletics. And here at Shea-Pitts Arena, we've got a lot happening, and it's fun. And, you know, we need to get you to a baseball game.
I love Coach Hendrickson, man. His son played in the program I coach in a few years ago, and he's amazing, and they've got a lot of great St. Louis kids on that squad too.
Oh, they do. They off the charts, and the transfer portal has been really good to our baseball program. In addition to the guys coming back, Cam Redding and others, so it's going to be a great baseball season here on campus, and it's just fired up. You can't help but have a lot of energy, and I hear you trying to get your words out clear in the morning because it's going so fast and furious right now. It's hard to keep it all straight sometimes, but it's a great time in the land of the Billikens, and our student athletes are having some great success, and I'm just proud to be part of it.
Well, we're glad to have you with us for the Billiken Report, Chris. It's always good catching up. We'll do this again soon.
I appreciate it, Kevin. You have a great one. Thank you.
You do the same. That's Athletic Director Chris May from SLU, the Billiken Report, brought to you by Royal Banks of Missouri.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.